Letter to Sarah from your mother. I used your mug for my tea today. I thought it needed airing. Your name etched in green with the Irish flag flying, a white shamrock growing on the side. It's a fine mug, a gift from your Kymer days, befitting your name, testament to your Irishness. As I hold it up, it catches the light. I see a flash of orange. Your Dutch life comes to mind. And then a splash of red taints my thoughts as I acknowledge your new Spanish life. With your Irish mug in hand, you are my Colleen the Heron, but you barely lived here. The sun is shining today, the garden radiant, with a glint of your touch in the chard, still growing strong. And the mustard press, from one seed, a massive mound. You who had no interest in gardening have left so much of your spirit behind. The yellow rose has more buds than it could ever bloom. And the white lilac is so sweetly scented, especially for you. I laugh to myself, Milana Bjog Bondarek, and I wish you were here today. Lunch in the garden has no appeal without you, the new teak lounger lonely on the deck. It awaits your return, the fold-up table weathered from our years of use. It holds memories of your wonderful salads, displayed and presented lovingly in the wide ceramic bowl. I think of our countless pots of tea, elderflower cordial, and the jam we made together as we journeyed through our Greystones years. I look at the garden. There are traces of you everywhere, in all your glory. Love you.